This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Eric Bauer, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development for North America at Audio Codes. Eric, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. Really happy to be here.
So this is a part of our ongoing series on Audio Codes, where we're sort of one by one discussing different innovative products that Audio Codes has come out with, and today we're discussing the Mediant Cloud Edition Session Border Controller, or Mediant Cloud Edition SBC. So what is that? What is the Mediant Cloud Edition?
Yeah, so the Mediant Cloud Edition is really the next iteration of our virtualized SBC. So we've been dabbling in virtualized SBCs with our first version coming out in 2012, even being the first one certified on Azure. But Mediant CE and the Cloud Edition really takes it to the next level, and it builds it in natively into these cloud fabrics. And so what it does is it allows us to kind of take a more microservices approach. So for those of you, not familiar with the microservices approach, instead of, when you need more capacity, instead of spinning up a whole new SBC, you can spin up what aspect you need. Maybe it's a media cluster, maybe it's more signaling, what have you. So really what it does is it takes a traditional SBC, breaks it down into little pieces, builds it into the fabric of the cloud, Azure, AWS, what have you, and allows you to spin up and down dynamically as needs require.
Now, who needs that service?
Yeah. No, it's a great question, right? And the interesting thing that we thought that this would only be, the largest of the large enterprises or your service providers. And what we're seeing is that really, a lot of the enterprises are also taking this on saying, hey, I'm moving everything into the cloud, but I don't want to have, I don't have unlimited scalability in my cloud, right? It costs money. And so they're starting to adopt this architecture as well, because what we've seen is SBC traffic demands, they're dynamic. And you never want to, it's the old days, you had to size your SBCs for the worst case scenario, but that becomes cost prohibitive. So what we're really seeing is this architecture allows, enterprises with a couple thousand sessions to deploy in the cloud, as well as the largest of the large enterprises and even service providers that are offering, for example, hosted direct routing that are using this architecture to give them that elasticity and that that dynamic capability to adjust as traffic needs to adjust.
Now, what has the customer uptake been like?
It's interesting, right? Again, we started this in 2012 with our first virtual SBC, and people started to kind of say, hey, let me do my testing with my virtual SBC, but you know what? When really it comes down to it, I'm running in a production environment, I need metal, right? I want to have this handled by a physical device, whether it's, our M4Ks or even our, now our large M9Ks, which are physical devices that, interestingly enough, run the virtual software. And so we're starting to see a real seismic shift in not just the uptake of the virtualized version running in cloud as a way to test, but we're starting to see this in production, and in production at a large scale. Large service providers, hosted offerings, and your enterprises. So customer uptake's been really, really great. I think really faster than what we've expected, as people kind of shun that on-prem physical presence to, hey, you know what? If we can do this dynamically, have the elasticity we need, and put this in the cloud, let's go for it.
Now, Eric, you talked a little bit about some of your uptake, but who needs this product?
Yep. And so really what we're seeing is that between the Mediant CE, the Cloud Edition, which we start off with, and the Mediant VE, Virtual Edition, which can run on, VMware, et cetera, your typical hypervisors, really anyone who needs an SBC, we're starting to see this uptake in, right? And so obviously the common use cases for SBCs are, you need to connect your carrier, your SIP trunks into your existing telephony environment, your existing PBXs, right? SBCs being the security, right? The voice firewall, as well as the universal connectors that allows what we see really is all these customers that have multiple PBXs. They have multiple, cloud type communication services. So really anybody that needs an SBC now has another option, leveraging this virtual environment running in their cloud of choice.
And can you tell me a little bit about consumption-based prices, this sort of new
yep.
model of yours?
Yeah, exactly. And what we're seeing is as people's desire from physical to virtual changes, the way they consume changes, right? So we all are familiar with let me buy a box. When I buy a box, let me buy a set of licenses, and that's what I have. But what we're starting to see, and why we released our cloud license manager, which allows us to dynamically provision and manage licensing, is that, you know, people are more comfortable and are really pushing us towards a consumption based. So let's say, you know, hey, I think I need 500 sessions or 5,000 sessions, but you know what? During peak times, I may go up to 6,000 or 7,000. And again, for them to kind of have this, you know, worst case scenario of I need to build everything out for 7,000, I need to pay for 7,000. It makes a lot more sense to say, okay, let's scale up dynamically. As you use more, you get charged more. So it's a true consumption-based license model that we're now able to offer, which is great for not only service providers, but also your enterprises that don't have that consistent usage and don't need that high watermark. So it's a lot more cost-effective.
Are there some unique features to the Mediant Cloud Edition?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Doug, there are. And one is really unmatched scalability, right? Like I mentioned, this is built into the native cloud fabric, right? So it allows, you know, you to really scale up and scale down as necessary, each individual component. So you don't have to kind of take on a new SBC just because you need more media transcoding or media clusters. You can kind of decide what to do. The other one is really carrier grade high availability. Right. So if you can have carrier grade, which is really just the top of the top in an enterprise price package, you can really create some differentiation. And running it in the cloud allows you to even have, you know, full call preservation upon switchover. Right. So you have a situation where a call in flight doesn't get dropped as high availability kicks in. And that's really kind of the nature of what we can do with the CE running in the cloud. Also an integrated WebRTC gateway. Right. And so as WebRTC, which has been around for a while, continues to gain steam and really become part of the mainstream, having it all within one device adds a lot of value to the customer. So they're not maintaining multiple instances. Right. And plus, the CE version, even though it runs in the cloud, has the same code and feature set as the rest of our Mediant SBC portfolio. So things like Opus codec supporting Silk and RTCP XR, and it's very easy to manage all through our One Voice Operations Center. So even though it's a different look and feel of where it's located, it's the same when it comes to management. And it also fits both hosted and managed services, right? So you have that scale, that HA, that multi-tenancy. And then as I mentioned, and we just talked about, is that flexible licensing, whether it's kind of consumption model or per device or pool licensing.
Okay, so let's talk about availability. How do we get it?
Yep. So obviously, you can always come to audiocodes.com and reach out to us. But in this particular case, it's actually available on the Azure Marketplace as well. So you can actually go up onto the Microsoft Azure Marketplace, look for AudioCodes Session Border Controllers, and actually download and start to trial this, right? So when you download, you can actually get 2 free sessions. So you can start to spin it up in your own cloud and start to kind of get a look and feel about how it works. So, you know, availability is made super easy, you know, based on the fact that it is included in these cloud marketplaces.
Well, Eric, again, thank you for joining me today and giving us an interesting overview of this very interesting cloud product, the Mediant Cloud Edition SBC. Where can we learn more about Mediant and also AudioCodes?
Yeah, Doug, absolutely. No problem. And you can definitely learn more. All the details are on www.audiocodes.com.
Eric, thank you once again. We'll look forward to our next podcast on AudioCodes.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. Look forward to it.